And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Soft Spoken Bible Series in a Year. We are on day 79. Wow! Just one day from day 80. And today we will be in the book of Psalms chapter 37 and the book of Proverbs chapter 7 verse 24 through chapter 8 verse 11. Then we will conclude with an eventide devotional portion from God Calling. But before we begin, sweet friend, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know Him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. And now I will ask the Lord God to bless this episode, day 79. For the Soft Spoken Bible in Here series. Dear Adonai Elohim, Heavenly Father, just come before you and thank you again. Thank you for our freedoms. The freedom to choose. The freedom to have free will. Thank you for everything. Father God, your word is timeless, and you send your word to heal all disease. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, for your wisdom and understanding. Thank you for your revelation. As I share your timeless principles, your truth, your word, the essence of yourself. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm chapter 37 by David. Don't fret because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture. Also, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine out like light, and your justice as the noonday sun. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who makes wicked plots happen. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Don't fret. It leads only to evil doing. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Yes, though you look for his place, he isn't there. But the humble shall inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord will laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and the needy, to kill those who are upright on the path. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, their bows shall be broken. Better is a little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the perfect, their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be disappointed in the time of evil. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish. The enemies of the Lord shall be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish, vanish like smoke. The wicked borrow and don't pay back, but the righteous give generously. For such as are blessed by him shall inherit the land. Those who are cursed by him shall be cut off. A man's steps are established by the Lord. He delights in his way. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him up with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All day long he deals graciously and lends. His offspring is blessed. Depart from evil and do good. Live securely forever. For the Lord loves justice and doesn't forsake his holy ones. They are preserved forever. But the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and live in it forever. The mouth of the righteous talks of wisdom. His tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watch the righteous and seek to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. But he passed away, and behold, he was not. Yes, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and see the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. As for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them, because they have taken refuge in him. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Now therefore, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Don't let your heart turn to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths. For she has thrown down many wounded. Yes, all her slain are a mighty army. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the rooms of death. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Doesn't wisdom cry out? Doesn't understanding raise her voice? on the top of high places by the way, where the paths meet, she stands beside the gates at the entry of the city. At the entry doors, she cries aloud, "I call to you, men. I send my voice to the sons of mankind. You simple, understand prudence. You fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent things. The opening of my lips is for right things. For my mouth speaks truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. They are all plain to him who understands. Right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction rather than silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired can't be compared to it." God calling eventide. Day 79. Your resolutions. Jesus said, "By the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Obedience is the keystone of your arch of worship. On it depends your love and power. Through that archway shall many pass into my holy place. Once therein, their questing souls will pass into my holy of holies. Is it too much to ask of you obedience, that this may be accomplished? Do not fret that your life is lived in lowly places. It is not to be lived to impress this earth plane, but to be so faithful and obedient that those for whom you desire much shall have that much impressed upon them on the spirit plane, that much and more than you can desire for them. Well, what was impressed upon me for Psalm chapter 37, just to recapitulate, was verse 40, the last verse. For so many years, my entire life, I have heard, "The Lord helps those who help themselves." That may be true, but he also helps those who are helpless. They're helpless, but they take refuge in him. And what was impressed upon me in Proverbs chapters 7, verses 24 through chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, is what wickedness is. It's an abomination to the lips of the Lord. All the words of his mouth are unrighteousness. There's nothing crooked or perverse in them. Once I realized that, I asked the Lord to help me with cussing. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I'm in a culture of cussing. You can't walk anywhere in this day, to any store, without hearing a cuss word from someone else's mouth. That was my culture. But the Lord showed me he is above culture. And his culture is nothing crooked or perverse should be spoken from his mouth. This includes gossip, slander, lies, anything that is not of the Lord. So my prayer for you, my friend, those who received the Lord, that your words of your mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing crooked or perverse in them. There's a saying, those who have been saved have made their discovery of the Lord. Religion gives you knowledge of the Lord, but holiness makes you imitators of the Lord. And until next time, sweet friend, blessings to you.